It's Saturday, the 3rd of February. Samantha Murphy and her husband Mick have people over for dinner at their palatial home on Eureka Street in East Ballarat. It's the nice part of Ballarat, full of affluent houses. Over the course of the dinner, Sam tells her friends that she's all set for a 14K run the next day.
Yeah, I'm going to run 14K tomorrow.
She's training for a 21K fun run.
I found this great running
trail. So the Sunday morning sacrifice after a dinner party the night before is worth it. The next morning at 7 a.m, she leaves the house and is never seen again.
I know she's out there somewhere, so if you could please continue to search for her.
We're just hoping for some kind of answers for the family. That's number one.
People just don't vanish into thin air. Someone's got to know something.
At the moment, there are no suspicious circumstances that have been identified.
We do have severe concerns and are very doubtful that she's still alive.
I think it's dangerous to completely rule out anybody. That's my personal view. I mean, they've done it, obviously, for whatever reason. There could be a number of different reasons around that. And, you know, until someone's in the dock, everyone is a person of interest. She can never discount.
Are there any bikie links that you've uncovered?
I can't comment on specifics of the investigation at this stage.
They are carefully scripted. A person giving information to the media probably has spent a fair bit of time consulting with the investigators, making sure they don't say something that's going to impact the investigation.
Is he a suspect?
At this stage, he is not.
What they call holdback information, okay, that's done for a purpose, because they hold it back because the only person that knows that is the person who was involved. That's the reason why they don't want to go and tell everybody everything, because then everybody knows everything, including the suspects. So holdback is a methodology that police use because only the person who was involved could know that piece of holdback information. So it's a really important process.
We do think that another party has been involved, whether it be one person or a number of people.
Missing Pieces, the search for Samantha Murphy. Out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify from Monday, March 18.
Yeah, look, obviously we're still maintaining hope and we're still looking for all of the relevant information to help us find some answers for Sam's family.
Please come home soon. I can't wait to see you and to give you the biggest hug when I do and to tell you all for giving us so much stress. I love you.